Alei Shur, Chelik Aleph, Reish Tes Zayin. This is the sixth chapter. Haratzoin ha'yikvi l'kadeshes ha'chayim einu netzah b'fnei aguf. The consistent objective, desire we have to sanctify one's life does not stop when it comes to bodily functions. On the contrary, ha'tera yifiches b'ulis aguf yimakor shiviskachuz. The Torah transforms physiological functions into a source of kedusha. That which may take a person down to the level of behemah, the Torah dafka sanctifies it and raises it at least potentially to the level of a mitzvah. Example, kama mitzvois v'alachos lanu b'machalois asurois. So many mitzvois and alachos in that realm. Kama perakim nishnu b'ilchoi suda, how many chapters that deal with Hilchoi Suda, etc. Kama has harois lemu al shulchanoi shel adam, so many prohibitions to do with a person's eating in general. V'inei na'amoid bazal nekuda achas bilvad. We're going to speak about one point in particular. She ikaris lechol gishas ha'torat lanu gaguf. It's fundamental for the entire approach of the Torah to issues of physical pleasure. Gemara in Brachos. V'masnis ha'tana v'iskadashtem elu maim rishenim. So the brasa works with the pasuk. That's the whole pasuk. And the brasa breaks it down. Viskadishtem is a reference to maim rishonim before one eats bread. Then the phrase v'yisem kedoshim refers to the maim achronim. Ki kadosh ze shemen, that's oil that people used to smear on their hands at the conclusion of a meal after the wash, as like a lotion, be'ameinu, and the pasuk ends with Hashem Elokechem, zei beracha. Now, Hamagen Avraham b'sof siman kuf pei alef, mevi b'shem ha'mekubalim, ki achiyuv al kol adam litoil maim acharonim. There's an obligation upon everyone to wash one's hands at the end of the meal, gam be'ein chashash melech sodomis. Even when the ostensible cause for this halacha, which is the melech sodomis, is no longer relevant. Al pi Kabbalah, it's necessary even when there's no melech sodomis. Ve'gam l'shita mekubeles, and even according to the straightforward approach that chiyuv mayim achronim u'mechashash melech sodomis, the obligation of mayim achronim is because of that a very powerful salt. Yesh lavid ma'u inyan kedusha b'zeh. Why is it called? Why does the brisa associate mayim achronim with v'yisem kedoshim? Where is the kedusha over here if it's just a matter of protecting oneself from the salt? As we said, it's learned from this and associated with this phrase. Where's the kedusha in that? The Ramban in his famous words at the beginning of Parashas Kedoshim about not being a naval b'rishus ha'Torah, he spoke about this. Udvarav sham is his content over there, his point. One can apply it to our inyan as follows. Ve'iskadishtem elu maim rishonim, the Brisa says. When the Torah speaks about becoming holy, so Chazal tell us a prime example of that is the obligation of washing before eating. Meaning, likras seuda yesh lehiskadesh. A person has to sanctify himself, meaning prepare himself. That's remarkable. Anu mekablim hashpa'amito. We're about to receive some abundance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're about to receive sustenance, nutrition from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to prepare so that this abundance that's about to come should be received appropriately. On the other end of the scale, Ben Serer Umoire Haniskal B'Yosezolel V'Seiveh, he's sentenced to Skila when he becomes a glutton. Nidoin al Shem Seifoi. So that's a famous Chazal, is Nidoin al Shem Seifoi because of what he might turn out to be. Bechozos, but nonetheless, ilu lo yavar avera ata, lo haya nerag al Shem Seifoi. Had he not been transgressing something now, the Torah would not have specified a death sentence because of what will happen. There must be something that he does now. Vechosav haramban shu avar achshav al kedoshim tiyu. The Ramban writes that what he's doing now is transgressing the obligation of Kedushim to you. Because a person is a glutton and a drunkard, it's the polar opposite of Kedusha. You see over here, a person has to sanctify himself, prepare himself for this with Maim Rishonim. Okay. Ve'im Kain, having understood this, Mama kommt in Skadesh, achare ha seuda, hare adam ikudash omed. The pasuk remembers it, v'iskadishtem, yisem kedoshim, so chazal te v'iskadishtem, maim rishonim. But now, what's the v'yisem kedoshim, elu maim achonim? A person's already mikudash. What is necessary now? Answer. Acharei ha-seudah avodah chadasha muteles aleinu. After the seudah, there's a new avodah that's incumbent on the individual. Hare achalnu v'neinu. We ate, we enjoyed it. V'rishumoy shel ha-tanug nish'ar banu. The sediment, the impression made by the physical pleasure remains. It makes an impression. Im retzinen l'yos kedoshim tamid. If we wish to continue the kedusha, aleinu lasir roishim ha-achila gashmis b'aleinu. We have to remove that impression of the physical experience from us. So that's where the pasuk says, "V'hisem, you shall continue to be kedushim." And Chazal tell us, "Elu mayim achronim." In the context of Suda, refers to that. V'rak mitoch yisalus zei megashmis hachalitz. Only if a person is prepared to do that and raise himself from that physical act of eating, only then anu reyum la'amud lifnei Hashem. Then the end of the pasuk tells us, "Ani Hashem reikechem." One is worthy to stand before Kadosh Baruch Hu. And as Chazal comes, "Zo bracha." Then comes the bracha. Hari. Shnei shelavim. So we have over here two stages. The avoda sam seiser zechas hashnia. They contradict one another. The avoda is almost contradictory. But the chila initially is kadshus likasas. You're preparing for the seuda, towards it. Ki etzem kabbalas hamazein inyan ruchani kadoshu. The fact that we're about to receive sustenance from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, as we said, is a spiritual matter. It's kedusha. Uvasoif. But at the end is kadshus acharei seuda. Afterwards, it's a, so to speak, an antidote to the seuda. Because ultimately, we were involved and immersed in a physical activity. So one needs an antidote to that. You might ask, why should we delude ourselves? To think that seuda, a meal, is a spiritual event. If we sense afterwards that it was really very much a physical event. The answer is, under no circumstances should one forgo the preparation. Even though whatever will happen afterwards, but the preparation. It's in the preparation, as we said over the past few chapters. Everything depends on that. The perfection of life in this world and in this body depends on preparation for these physical events. That's davka davoida. Leshanel atzmen ashkim v'arev. To repeat ourselves morning and evening. Kichol hakashot zuchaguf. Everything associated with the needs of the body, kadoishu. It's got inherent sanctity. Kibikas Hashem bo. There's a brach from Kadosh Baruch Hu in it. V'anu chavim liiskadesh. So we have to prepare, stroke, sanctify ourselves towards it. Uvechol zeis. And then again, as we said, there's a stira. And here, we should be smart enough to recognize in ourselves that during the meal, we perhaps did not maintain the appropriate level of kedusha for somebody who is receiving directly hashpa'ah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His anagnu, often we feel the pleasure of this. Yoradnu, and just descend, and therefore, my machronim, a person has to again prepare. Ila zeis, the bottom line, hare zeu haritmus b'chayinu, this is the rhythm of a Jewish life. Lekadesh atzmenu likras pulei seguf. Prepare ourselves, sanctify ourselves before and in preparation for physical activities. Uletaher atzmenu mehashpa'ah. And then purify ourselves from the residue, the leftover hashpa'ah. Venimtza b'edinu klal, if one understands this, this is a rule hashach b'chol inyan haguf. This is relevant to all physical phenomena, everything to do with the body. That's the klal. A little bit of elaboration. What is the content of this preparation before the meal, afterwards? The Gemara Chagiga Daf Yud. Omar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Omar V'Yochanan. My dichsi, what is this pasuk? Ki yesherim darki Hashem. The ways of Hashem are upright. Nonetheless, v'tzadikim ilchuvam ufushim yikashlubam. The tzadikim walk through this path quite comfortably. The pushim stumble left, right, and center. What is the meaning of that? Mashal lishnei bnei adam sheitzalu pischehem. One illustration is one can think of two people. They're both roasting the korban Pesach. Echad achalol lishum mitzvah. One of them eats it l'shem mitzvah because the Torah says that we have to have a korban Pesach. Ve'echad achalol lishum achilagas. The other one eats it as a glutton. That's an illustration of a mitzvah of Hashem. It's upright. The tzaddik walks through it without any obstacles. Ze she'achal lishu machila gasa, the person who eats it because it's a delicious roast. Ufushim ikashlubam. So you can have the same activity, but very different consequences. That's one statement. Me'idach tenan befekud difsachim. On the other hand, the Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim says as follows: Arvei Pesachim samuch la mincha, when it's Erev Pesach, close to mincha already, it's in the afternoon. Lo yochal adam ad shetichshach. A person should avoid eating until it gets dark. And Rashi explains: Kedesh yochal matza shel mitzvah leteyavoin mishum hidur mitzvah. So we avoid eating Erev Pesach so that we'll eat the matzah with an appetite, and that's hidur mitzvah. Remarkable, says author, to eat matzah with a good appetite is a hidur mitzvah. On the other hand, a person who would eat the korban pesach, poshel, we apply to him the pasuk that calls him a poshel. It's quite clear here. Achila bli te'avon eina achila. Eating without an appetite is not eating. The more person has a healthy appetite, hidur b'matzah shel mitzvah. It's a hidur to eat it with a good appetite. Aval ochel l'shem tava, but the person eats for the sake of tava. He's eating for the sake of eating. Afilu im etzem ha'achilah mitzvah. Even if it's a mitzvah that he's performing. Ratza rabba b'avachan l'koro yifreshia. Rabba Chana said he should be called a poshel. La'sal kadarach, that's in hava amina. But it's certainly not a great thing. Te'avon hu koach kadosh. The power of appetite is one of those holy forces. Mishomrei ha'pardes. We called them earlier those gods of the orchard. He gives the reference. We learned about it in Ma'ariches Das Atzmeinu. It's a holy force. Gam ta'ava ba'is ha'mitzvah yechol alios eish kodesh. A ta'ava, the physical appetite in the midst of a mitzvah can be an eish kodesh, a holy fire. Aval rakim eish zes mehaderes es ha'mitzvah. Only if that fire drives the mitzvah, if it's a beautification of the mitzvah and the elaboration and just in general, embellishment of the mitzvah. Not that the actual appetite should become the objective over here. Le'chol l'shem achila gasa, to eat for the sake of the eating. Peshi'ahi. With that in mind, we can answer the question. Barur eifo kitzad esh liskun el suda. It's clear how one should prepare for a meal. Al yedei shenigash eileha. A person has to approach it mitoich kavana lekabel ruchanius, with the right intent, as an event where a person is about to receive not just a physical experience, but a hashpa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a spiritual outpouring, chasdei Hashem, etze chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bri'us, just in general health, strength, kadesh nochal lavod l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the content. Ve'acharei ha'suda, after the meal, Haris anagnu, so we definitely enjoyed it. Ubevaday achal l'shem tanug, and we know that often it does descend into that level, that we ate dafka for the sake of ta'anug, not for the sake of seeing Hashem's chesed and increasing one's strength. It was l'shem tanug. Ki koyach meshicha atzum yesh le'anas haguf. Physical pleasures have an enormous pull and attraction. Le'ashkiach mitanu kol matzav ruchanis, to make us forget, they pull us towards themselves and make us forget our spiritual objectives. Ach ve'rak lishkoa ba'anoyis ad bidai. Just they pull into this black hole to be immersed endlessly into this physical experience. Ze tzarich hachana chadasha, so it requires another preparation. U'ma'amatz mechudash, another effort. Li'isha'er besuch tchum ha'kedusha v'chayenu, to remain within the realm of kedusha in our lives. Ad kan.